Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, this is Paul Majdelski from Leading Edge Real Estate, joined today with Linda Okoneski, my partner, and this is our continuing episode on dark listings. Linda, I think you wanted to talk a little bit about disruptors.
You know, we have seen $12.8 billion of Wall Street private equity and venture capital money come into real estate. It's unprecedented. And I think that Wall Street thinks they can do real estate differently than realtors are, that they can do it on a computer, and that they forget about the human interaction and need an emotional, involvement in transactions. And they're thinking differently about how to do real estate. And I think it's a very dangerous existential time for real estate, and that everyone needs to wake up. And we're going to need a lot of partners, Paul. We're going to need our friends throughout Greater Boston and beyond, all the big companies. We're going to need the help of our friends and competitors to really address this issue as a group. So let's talk about what's really going on. So, you know, there are companies backed by a lot of money who have got a new business model. And, you know, some of these companies, like one of them, and it's not exclusive to Compass, it could be Howard Hanna out in, you know, mid-Atlantic states. It could be PocketListings.com coming out of California, who don't believe in MLS. And I think people forget that MLS cooperation was there so that every buyer had a chance to see all the listings, and every seller knew that every buyer had a chance to see their house. It created maximum exposure, and then it results in the best price and best terms for a seller. It's also good for all the real estate agents to, if they are willing to cooperate with all of their listings, they know they're representing their seller well, and they want every other listing agent to cooperate with their listings so that they can bring their buyers. The system is under attack. It's under attack, and I am going to start to point to Compass a little bit because they originated in New York. And let's talk about New York real estate. What's their MLS status, Paul?
To the best of my knowledge, in Manhattan anyway, there is no MLS. It's sort of like the Wild Wild West, and they like it that way.
And why do they like it that way, Paul?
Because there's no rules. They can play by their own rules and play their own game.
And the own game is bring in your listings and sell both sides, right? Get all the commission. They don't have to cooperate with anybody. I know they'll tell you that there's, you know, between, there are Zillow and other formats where they're sharing now when they choose to, but they're resisting. I was just at an Inman CEO Connect where the New York brokers don't want an MLS. They were very, very vocal, although there are a couple of good guys on the MLSs who are, you know, driving that in force, but they don't want it because when you have to share your commission, you're losing some of your money. Now let's talk about that. If buyers can't get into a place, how can a seller know that they're getting top dollar?
I don't think they can. I think that's the biggest issue that a consumer may not understand or be aware of. Look, the industry is changing. We, as you described in the beginning of the episode, there are new models out there. The models want to play by their own rules. They're emerging into our industry. The industry is going through change. The industry has to be aware of this.
Yeah. So what we really have to be totally alert to is, like a company that we're dealing with in Greater Boston, Compass has come in, their roots are in New York, where they don't have an MLS, and now they're gaming the system. They are creating, I know I'm getting flyers to my house saying, you don't have to go into MLS. You have two shots to sell your house. Let us try to sell your house privately. We have a list of VIP buyers who would love to buy your house. You know, and I'm sitting there, if I wasn't a savvy seller, didn't realize, I think, oh, that would, how easy is that? That sounds great. And by the way, it even says you have two chances to be on the market. If we're not successful the first time, then we can put you in MLS, but we can test your price, test the market. And the good news is, if we fail the first time, you have no days on market, your house hasn't been languishing, and you're fresh to the market. You know, that's a really sexy proposition until you realize that within that same company, and I have videotape of this, and I have captured screenshots of their websites where they say, listen, buyers, you want a bargain? You don't want to have to compete on a listing? You want to save some money? We have a secret stash of inventory in houses that you don't have to compete on, and you can save money. And all I can tell you is that the sellers of those homes have no idea that they're being marketed as bargains, as a way to save money, a way you don't have to, buyers don't have to compete. And I'm looking at this as our main thing as realtors. And by the way, all these New York City agents are not realtors, and I can never get to the bottom of it, exactly what happened. But someone up high said, well, you know, the real estate industry, the agents didn't want to become realtors. They think they're special in New York. Meanwhile, one of the agents said, well, the realtor organization wouldn't let us be realtors because we don't cooperate and we know we're not doing the best thing from the clients. And that's against the code of ethics. So that's what cooperation is meant when the National Association of Realtors says you got to cooperate, and that's part of the code of ethics. And if you're not going to cooperate, they consider it unethical behavior. So going back to this now, we've got sellers, I mean, a company right in our backyard, and not everyone, by the way, can I be clear? There's some awesome Compass agents. There are Compass agents, and I always think of Lisa Dropkin, puts everything in the market. There are agents in every market that do the right thing, that cooperate. They know that that's the best thing for their seller. So I'm not panning everybody. I'm looking at the top and you know, their financial structure, which, by the way, let's look at Compass and who's running Compass. These are people who grew up in real estate. They are disruptors from Wall Street. They came from Goldman Sachs and LinkedIn and Facebook. They all have MBAs. They're all about making money. And the best way we know to make money is to sell everything yourself and put it in a closed market. So that's what's going on. And it's scary, Paul.
I think two things that come to mind as you explain the convenience versus the loss of money. It may be convenient for the seller. They're definitely going to lose money. Are the buyers getting a better deal as these disruptors are advertising, as they pocket listings and try to pass it from one person to the other without involving the industry or the real estate community? I don't think they are. There's a downside for both the consumer, and there's a downside for the agent in the business. So there's no benefit to either, and that's the problem.
It is a huge problem. And let's think about how what's really going on when this is allowed to happen. It's seeping in. I am watching really good agents that used to cooperate feel like they're being put in a really bad position. Now, here's the thing. If you're a Compass agent right now, you can have your own secret inventory, and yet you still have all the inventory of every other agent in the market. So they're sitting pretty going, I can sell my own stuff and I can sell your stuff. But meanwhile, their secret inventory is hidden from the other agents who they need to cooperate. Their buyers want access to everything. When I was at the RIS Media conference last September, one of the big Compass VPs said, hey, listen, if you agree to share your secret inventory with us, we'll share with you. You know, like, so they're starting to make deals. Not to mention, we were interviewing an agent who had interviewed with Compass who said, I didn't understand it at the time. I thought it was odd when they said the MLS is antiquated and multiple listing services the only way to allow everyone access to all the inventory and allow all the consumers to find the inventory or to be able to sell to the biggest pool of buyers. So it's a really unfair proposition that's going on. And yeah. We're looking at new rules from NAR. Do you want to talk about that, Paul?
So yes, as of last November, the National Association of Realtors did pass the CLAIR Cooperation Policy. And the CLAIR Cooperation Policy is effective as goes into effect on May 1st. So what that is asking all members of the National Association of Realtors to do is within one day of listing their property that is marketed publicly to anyone, that it has to be exposed to all in MLS. So hopefully this will be the fix for these disruptors that have felt that they could just play by their own rules. The local MLS will require that if you're exposing this to the public, that it must be exposed to everyone, and everyone should have fair opportunity on it.
What do you think the odds are that they're just going to change their ways overnight, Paul?
So that's going to be the big question. And it will be up to all of us, meaning the brokerages that are playing by the rules and are cooperating with our local MLS by policy and procedure, and all of those agents who list properties, and all of those agents who are on MLS looking for properties, if they discover a violation, to report it. That is the only way that we can continue to operate in a high cooperative manner and play fairly.
So we're going to do another episode very specifically on coming soon and pocket listings. I ask everyone to tune in. Thanks for joining Paul and I today. We'll see you on episode 3.
This was great, Linda. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.